came here because of Jan. For me, Jan is first a very good friend. We've been knowing each other since the 90s, beginning of 90s. We have worked, very happy and honored to work with him for in many occasions, especially with texts. And as you might remember, I was with Giacinto Di Pietrantonio, the curator of the Pietà in Pietà's in Venice.
Yes, true.
2011.
Yes, I remember, yes.
That's the reason I'm here.
Yeah.
And I came here not only to honor him, but I came here because I wanted to be part of this exceptional, unique team. And the Trublain and Angelos team. Of course, today is the Trublain Day, but for me, this team, I cannot, you know, divide them. I see them like a family, Jan Fabre's, Jan Fabre's family. It's so rare to see an artist in our days to be so working so close with the same, always this, almost the same people, since they have been working almost from the beginning. I mean, with Meet, Martens, Barbara de Kooning, Katrien Premier.
It's wonderful, this. And I talked to our common friend Yanis Kounelis the other day. He told me that you were confirmed, and he told me about Jan Fabre in Athens, and he said incredible. And I think it's such a good energy coming together.
Yes, I think it's a very good moment, despite all the difficulties, but it's a very important thing to have an artist and an homo universalis like Jan Fabre, because this is something. It's not something you see every day, you meet every day. And for him, I think it's also a challenge because he has referred a lot to the ancient Greece, to the principles, to the myths. And now he has maybe the possibility to create not only his own myth in Greece, but another way of things moving and happening in a city and in a country that had really suffered a lot and suffers a lot. And despite all this suffering, there is a big energy because, of course, art survives. Art is always moving ahead. And having a leader like Jan is really a very good thing.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you.